So, Ahmed, why are you dressed like this?
You told me to dress like the scariest thing I could think of.
What are you?
I am a woman.
Just a woman?
Worse, an American woman. Silence? Impossible.
What's so scary about an American woman?
They can vote.
Yeah, and they can drive. Not the Asian ones. That is incredibly racist.
Yet factually correct.
How do you know?
I learned it in Cosmo.
Cosmo.
I took the quiz.
The quiz?
Yes, the quiz. Are you a racist bitch?
I see. And guess what?
What? Ta-da!
I see. So what else scares you about American women?
Besides everything? The money?
The money.
You marry an American woman and in no time, all your money for bonds is gone. She blows money on shoes. I have no money to blow up the Jews. What? I don't mean just the Jews, let it rhyme. Shoes and Jews? I could have said, you know, slacks and blacks. But Jews is funnier. And I like black folks. Oh, we white chicks love the black guys. I think the expression is, once you go black, you never go back to white guys or medium to small animals, something like that. Hey, I see you looking at me. What do you think?
Nice hair.
Oh, yes, and I promise you, the drapes match the carpet. What? I was talking about my beard, you idiots! I don't have carpet.
Well, I must say your costume is not what I expected.
You needed blonde hair?
Right.
Well, I used to be a suicide bomber, now I'm a suicide bomb shell. And it's easy for me to play a woman because after the explosion, my man junk was never recovered. I should have worn a cup.
A cup?
But a good one, like the one Venus Williams wears. And his brother.
So as a skeleton,
what did you call me?
A skeleton?
Oh, you're just trying to flatter me. I still need to lose 10 more pounds.
You're all bones.
I know. Eat your heart out, Angelina.
Seriously, eat something, anything, fucking sandwich, whatever. So, what size dress is that?
You never ask a woman that. But if you must know, I am now a size 0.
How'd you get down to a size 0?
My weight loss program? Suicide bombing?
What?
I lost 200 pounds in 0.2 seconds. Now I can eat whatever I want.
Seriously, it goes right through me.
Hey, give me a cheeseburger and a...
You look good.
No, I'm not. I'm bloated. I feel fat. I have cramps. I'm going to cry.
What's wrong?
I don't know. Well, look, don't touch me.
Ahmed. No.
Ahmedina.
Do you dress like this often?
No, only when I want free drinks. Am I right, lady? Someone told me yesterday I look like a Victoria's Secret model.
Really?
I know what their secret is.
What? Well, I must say, I like your pink dress.
Oh, fuchsia.
You look good.
Right. Can you tell I had some work done? Yes, the last time I had this much plastic on my chest, it exploded. So, Jeffrey, do you like my hoochers?
That's, hooters.
You can call them whatever you want. You just have to buy me dinner first.
Hey!
My eyes are up here. My hoochers do not talk. But of course, you could make them talk if you wanted to, couldn't you? Hell, you could even make my voice come out of my vajayjay if you wanted to. Or as I call it, my terror cave. Am I right, ladies?
Your carrot cake. What?
I said terror cave.
Oh, I thought you said carrot cake.
What the hell? What now, you're looking for my frosting? Okay, but it's sour cream based. Wait a minute, you misunderstood what I said? You need to get some help really soon, I'm telling you.
Look, Ahmed, I don't think this costume is that scary.
Oh, really? What if I came to your door? Ding dong, remember that night at Applebee's? I'm carrying your child.
Yeah, that would be scary.
And it's worse for you. When an angry blonde woman comes to your door, she doesn't want candy, she wants half.
So, where you're from, are there female suicide bombers?
We're pushing for it.
Why?
It's a lot easier than divorce. Think about it. And I have been working on a new weapon.
A new weapon just for female suicide bombers. What's that?
A tam bomb. Just pull the string. You know that's a good one.
I'm changing the subject. Do you like scary movies?
Oh, yes. My favorites are I Know What You Did Last Ramadan, Dr. Jekyll and Hyde, or I'll Be Killed. But my favorite is Silence of the Lambs. And thank God they are silent. Oh, if the lambs could talk.
Ahmed, could we please stop with the sheep jokes? There's children watching.
Really?
Right.
Then it's time for the talk.
What?
When a man and a sheep love each other very much.
Will you stop it?
That's what the sheep always say. That's why you have to go to lamb. They're silent. Hold on. After the show, will you go buy me some thinning products? You know, like some summer's eve. I'm not feeling fresh. They think the carrots are spoiled. Or I may have a hummus infection.
You're kind of a mess.
Yes, but a hot mess, no? And can I tell you a secret?
Sure.
I kind of like dressing like this. Seriously, you should give it a try again. Give it a second chance.
I have never dressed like a woman.
You mean in public. I know what happens on the tour bus stays on the tour bus. Susan. Belfast the other day, and I'm like, what? Belfast? Am I here for a job interview? I love Dublin. I would never do anything evil to Dublin.
Really?
I'm afraid of the soccer fans. But have you looked at this audience?
Yes.
Closely. When the lights are up?
Yes.
I am made entirely out of bone and teeth, and my color actually blends in.
All right, Ahmed, look, as everybody was coming in tonight, they were given an opportunity or two to ask you a question.
Yes.
And everybody wrote them down, and before the show, we grabbed a handful, and I think you should answer them.
Okie dokie.
All right. Dear Ahmed, does Guinness go right through you?
You asshole! Yes, and so does potatoes, corned beef, and fucking sunlight.
All right, Victor, a very important question. Victor, is this legitimate? Okie dokie. It's...
What?
All right, you really want to do this? Okay.
Holy shit. From Victor. It says, Dear Ahmed, would you help me propose to my girlfriend? No. Next question. I'm just kidding. Victor, can we turn on house lights, please? House lights. Okay. The guy is working the lights that are smoking weed. Turn on the fucking lights. There he is. Okay. Victor, before you do this, think this through. Okay. All right. Let's hear it. This is the saddest thing I have ever seen. I asked your mommy to marry me, prompted by a dead terrorist. If you have kids, name the first one Ahmed.
Why are you dressed like this?
You told me to dress like the scariest thing I could think of.
What are you?
I am a woman.
Just a woman?
Worse, an American woman. Silence? Impossible.
What's so scary about an American woman?
They can vote.
Yeah, and they can drive, not the Asian ones. That is incredibly racist,
yet factually correct.
How do you know?
I learned it in Cosmo.
Cosmo,
I took the quiz.
The quiz?
Yes, the quiz, are you a racist bitch?
I see, and guess what?
What, ta-da!
So what else scares you about American women?
Besides everything? The money?
The money.
You marry an American woman and in no time, all your money for bonds is gone.
I think the expression is, once you go black, you never go back to white guys or medium to small animals, something like that.
Hey, I see you looking at me. What do you think?
Nice hair.
Oh, yes, and I promise you, the drapes match the carpet.
What? I was talking about my beard, you idiots!
I don't have carpet.
Well, I must say your costume is not what I expected.
You needed blonde hair?
Right.
Well, I used to be a suicide bomber, now I'm a suicide bomb shell. And it's easy for me to play a woman because after the explosion, my man junk was never recovered. I should have worn a cup.
A cup?
But a good one, like the one Venus Williams wears.
And his brother. So as a skeleton,
what did you call me?
A skeleton?
Oh, you're just trying to flatter me. I still need to lose 10 more pounds.
You're all bones.
I know, eat your heart out, Angelina.
Seriously, eat something, anything, a fucking sandwich, whatever. So, what size dress is that?
You never ask a woman that. But if you must know, I am now a size 0.
How'd you get down to a size 0?
My weight loss program? Suicide bombing?
What?
I lost 200 pounds in 0.2 seconds. Now I can eat whatever I want.
Seriously, it goes right through me.
Hey, give me a cheeseburger in a bucket.
Well,
You look good. No, I'm not. I'm bloated. I feel fat. I have cramps. I'm going to cry.
What's wrong?
I don't know.
Well, look, don't touch me. Ahmed, no.
Ahmedina.
Do you dress like this often?
No, only when I want free drinks. Am I right, lady? Someone told me yesterday I look like a Victoria's Secret model.
Really?
I know what their secret is. What?
Well, I must say, I like your pink dress.
Oh, fuchsia.
You look good.
Right. Can you tell I had some work done?
In Belfast the other day, and I'm like, what? Belfast? Am I here for a job interview? I love Dublin. I would never do anything evil to Dublin.
Really? I'm afraid of the soccer fans.
But have you looked at this audience?
Yes.
Closely. When the lights are up?
Yes.
I am made entirely out of bone and teeth, and my color actually blends in.
All right, Ahmed, look, as everybody was coming in tonight, they were given an opportunity or two to ask you a question.
Yes.
And everybody wrote them down, and before the show, we grabbed a handful, and I think you should answer them.
Okie dokie.
All right. Dear Ahmed, does Guinness go right through you?
You asshole! Yes, and so does potatoes, corned beef, and fucking sunlight.
All right, Victor, a very important question. Victor, is this legitimate? Okie dokie. It's...
What?
All right, you really want to do this? Okay.
Holy shit. From Victor. It says, Dear Ahmed, would you help me propose to my girlfriend? No. Next question. I'm just kidding. Victor, can we turn on house lights, please? House lights. Okay, the guy's working the lights that are smoking weed. Turn on the fucking lights. There he is. Okay. Victor, before you do this, think this through. Okay, all right, let's hear it. Thing I have ever seen. I asked your mommy to marry me, prompted by a dead terrorist. If you have kids, name the first one Ahmed.